The power that big business has over food hasn't been good for farmers, the environment and our health. But how do we go about changing it? Nick Rose is the editor of the new book, Fair Food, Stories from a Movement Changing the World. The book explores the personal experiences of people who have taken matters into their own hands and are trying to change Australia's food system. I asked Nick what compelled him to bring together these stories and put them into a book.
It was the result of spending many years reflecting on and trying to bring into practice in Australia a global movement called Food Sovereignty that was started by discussions amongst small farmers and particularly women farmers from different countries around the world, talking together about the problems and issues they were facing with the globalisation of the food and farming system. So I came back to Australia after 15 years living away in Europe and Central America and realised that Australia isn't part of this global movement for food sovereignty. So that's really been my study and my work over the last 7 or 8 years. And the book is really a documentation of that journey at a personal level, but also highlighting and celebrating the work of many of the pioneers in this space who have been working on farms and in cities and in businesses to create a fairer food system for all Australians for many years. So that's what the book's about.
Can you tell me a little bit about each of the different stories? How did you go about finding these people? Were they already involved in the Alliance?
Yes, these are all individuals that I know personally that have been part of my journey over the last several years, which has been one of meetings and relationships and connections. So I didn't go out searching for these people as leading exponents of change in different fields so much as they are colleagues and friends who've walked this path with me. So in terms of some of the specific stories, for example, we have Charlie Massey, who ran and does still run a broadacre wool breeding farm in the Snowy River region of New South Wales, and as well as being a farmer who's made major changes himself on his own property in terms of moving towards sustainable and regenerative forms of agriculture, he's also carried out a fascinating research project documenting the life stories of 80 other Australian farmers who, for various reasons, have similarly made major changes in the way that they are managing and working their land and running their farm. We have another farmer, a young new woman farmer, Tammy Jonas, who has been very interested and concerned about the ethics of food consumption for many years, for most of her adult life, and as a result became a vegetarian and then decided to really put all this into practice with her husband and their children by moving out of Melbourne into the countryside near Daylesford to become free-range pig farmers and build a whole sustainable farming system and community around their farm. We have Fran Murrell, who is a mum who lives in Fitzroy in Melbourne, and through taking a course at Melbourne University in the 1990s, she became aware of the great push toward genetically modified crop in Australia and globally, and as a result of her research and readings became increasingly concerned about the risks environmentally in health terms that this great push toward GMOs presented, and so she founded a national alliance called MADGE, Mothers Are Demystifying Genetic Engineering. So those are some of the stories that you'll read about in this